Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It could be a greatly important day, certainly a greatly dangerous day for President Joe Biden. Why? Because about an hour from now, he's going to launch one of his rare one-on-one press conferences. This one set up to mark 1 year exactly of his presidency. At the end of the day today, he's completed 1 year as president. Most people look at that situation, including people very sympathetic to Joe Biden, as scary, because most of the headlines that you can actually count on as a reflecting the Biden leadership over the past year are very discouraging. Very, very discouraging. There's a piece about how even Biden's favorite columnists are taking him to task. One of the reasons, and it's a reason that I want to concentrate on today because I think it's the most dangerous and the most important, is we are on the verge of a major war. And it is extraordinary that we've heard almost nothing from the administration about taking action to avoid it. Can we agree that it is more dangerous to try to deter Russia, to try to drive them out of Ukraine once they've invaded, than it is to take action now and immediately, and to try to do that in a way that actually will deter Russia, which means projecting some kind of national unity in this regard? This is not a partisan issue right now. And the fact that President Biden is avoiding the issue and instead is doing everything he can to divide the country by going after his Republican opponents and comparing them to Jefferson Davis and Bull Connor and George Wallace, all Democrats, by the way, those people. I mean, how is this helpful at a moment when what is necessary and what could change the equation would be when Joe Biden stands up there with his press conference an hour from now? How about standing up there together with those bipartisan Senate leaders who just went to Kiev to talk about Ukraine, to stand up there with some Republican leaders who care about this just as much as any other American? If we are talking about the greatest achievements of the United States over the last 50 years, there is no question that number one would be the defeat of international communism, the destruction of the Soviet Empire. All of that is being taken away. We're going to be speaking with Ilhan Birman, who is an expert with deep roots in this situation, and also talk about what Walter Russell Mead has to say about the urgency of this. The difficulty right now is that we will not deter Putin. We will not be able to affirm any kind of American strength or unity or effectiveness at all unless there is a more of a projection of American unity. Because right now, and there are a number of observers who point this out, part of what makes war so likely, some people would say inevitable, is that Putin has been successful in what he wanted to do. And this has nothing to do with the Russian collaboration host. No, I don't believe that President Trump was ever working directly with Soviet agents or was somehow partnered with Putin in any sense. But Putin definitely used Trump just as he's using Democrats now and some Republicans now to promote his goal, which is American divisiveness, which is basically to have Americans so busy fighting with one another over honest to God meaningless issues like how far you have to be from voting booths to in order to give people a little bit of refreshment on election day. This is not an existential constitutional sane and destructive. For the Democrats to now want to go down as great martyrs to the cause of freedom. You can imagine the Braveheart saying, "Freedom!" Yeah, though Mel Brooks may not Mel Brooks, Mel Gibson, actually. Maybe Mel Brooks would be better. You know that Mel Brooks' real name was Kaminsky? But that's another story. Look, it's crazy! The idea of people up there calling freedom over the issues that the Democrats are trying to force to the top of the agenda. How will it change anything meaningfully, the number of drop boxes that are allowed per county in Georgia or in Arizona, or how many days? I mean, these are not crucial issues in the United States. And one of the reasons that this strategy of Joe Biden to put all the chips on the idea of voting issues, the regulation of voting, which is not supposed to be a federal issue in the first place, to talk about that when there's a powerful column today, and it's just, honest to God, it's one of those things every American should read. Of course, is one of the leading black conservative thinkers in America. In fact, maybe I'll say it, I think Jason is the leading black conservative thinker in America, and I wish we'd hear more from him. I wish we'd hear more from him on the show, as a matter of fact. But Jason, who has been a guest several times, has a powerful column about this entire fiction about the suppression of black votes. We had, for the first time in American history, two elections in a row, presidential elections in 2008 when Obama ran for the first time, and 2012 when he won re-election, that the turnout, the registration, the participation was higher for black people than for white people. And that includes all of the southern states that are being attacked. This is after, by the way, the notorious decision that supposedly took away voting rights in 2013. There's zero evidence anywhere that because of regulations and changes in regulations that black participation in our elections went down or went up. It has been going up steadily for 50 years, more than, and it's one of the great success stories of America. This is one of the problems that we have, is we are ignoring that success. We are also throwing away our success in winning the Cold War. And right now what people are talking about, serious people, is the need to assign some American troops to either Ukraine itself or to nations nearby. Send a NATO dispatch of air and ground resources to neighboring states and neighboring NATO states. People are talking about Bulgaria and Romania, former communist satellite states, or Poland, or the Baltics. But if we allow this to go forward with the threat of economic sanctions, which for many, many reasons are just not particularly credible, we are looking at a nightmarish development for the United States. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. We'll be talking about this further and about some of the things that America could do. One of the things that America could do would be for Joe Biden to shock the world. And instead of making a press conference about his one-year anniversary, a press conference that's coming about 45 minutes from now, and basically saying, hey, it's not so bad. I really did great. Look at the unemployment, which the unemployment is down a great deal. And yes, we're recovering from COVID. Instead of that kind of partisan triumphalism, what if he actually appeared with some people from the other side saying, we're going to work together on this Ukraine thing and a range of other issues? Why? Because we need to, for the sake of this greatest nation on God's green earth. We will be right back.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We'll be right back. Medved Show. Yeah, it's important to pay attention to the press conference coming up for Joe Biden, marking his first year in office. But the most important thing is to hear from the President of the United States a very clear determination to offer a different kind of leadership than he has offered so far. One of the problems that he faces right now regarding Ukraine and regarding Russia and regarding the possibility of a real war, a bloody, horrible, destructive, perhaps even world-bruising, not world-destroying, but an international conflict that could have a tremendous impact on the future of liberty, on the future of prosperity. I mean, it's amazing that we are getting so little attention to this subject right now, and we are preoccupied with things that frankly don't matter. Everybody knows that the Democrats, I think it's tonight, they're going to do their vote, they're going to fail, they will not be able to go forward with the Freedom to Vote Act. Or they could call it the Freedom to Breathe Act or the John Lewis Act. It's not going to happen. Will that be a disaster to the United States? If you believe that it would, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. Meanwhile, we have this, and I take it very seriously. There were many of us during the president's first impeachment. we have to look back on the Trump administration, and there was impeachment one and impeachment two. I believed and said at the time, I thought both of those impeachment attempts were foolish, and they were destructive, and they would not destroy the Trump administration. They would actually destroy many of his most implacable enemies. They didn't work. But one of the people during the first impeachment who I thought was undoubtedly impressive, just as an individual, as someone with an impressive background, somebody who, if you actually looked at his credibility, had been promoted in the U.S. Army and was a perfect example of how much people from the former Soviet Union have contributed to the U.S. as U.S. citizens, as members of our republic. I'm talking about the retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman. Remember him? Now, he and his twin brother, who's also, I think he's a full colonel, and I believe they're both now retired from the Army. But a retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who's from Ukraine, who spent much of his Army career helping with intelligence regarding Russia and Ukraine. He had in clip 10 this to say, which is worthy of our attention. Listen.
But why is this important to the American public? It's important because we're about to have the largest war in Europe since World War II. There's going to be a massive employment of air power, long-range artillery, cruising artillery, missiles, things that we haven't seen unfold on the European landscape for almost 80 years. And this is not going to be a clean or sterile environment. We know that Eastern European allies want to help. We have the UK offering both training and weapons to the Ukrainians. So it's not going to end just simply with Russia attacking Ukraine. There's a very good possibility that other European allies do get pulled in. And this means that there's an increased threat of a competition between Ukraine and the NATO alliance, Ukraine and the U.S.
Okay, when someone who has spent a whole distinguished career in Army intelligence says we're about to have the largest war in Europe since World War II, that means the second largest war in European history. I mean, should we pay attention? White House press spokeswoman Jen Psaki yesterday had her own noteworthy observation on this. This is clip 11. Listen.
This morning, Secretary Blinken spoke with Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov. They agreed to meet in Geneva, as you noted. At that meeting, Secretary Blinken will urge Russia to take immediate steps to de-escalate. He will also fly to Kyiv to consult with President Zelensky and Ukraine's leaders and to Germany for consultations. As you also know, there is a congressional delegation that is also on their way there. And it's a note. I would note that that just indicates that support for Ukraine has always been a bipartisan issue, and we welcome that. But where things stand right now, President Putin has created this crisis by amassing 100,000 Russian troops along Ukraine's borders. This includes moving Russian forces into Belarus recently for joint exercises and conducting additional exercises on Ukraine's eastern border. So let's be clear. Our view is this is an extremely dangerous situation. We're now at a stage where Russia could at any point launch an attack in Ukraine. And what Secretary Blinken is going to go do is highlight very clearly there is a diplomatic path forward. It is the choice of President Putin and the Russians to make whether they are going to suffer severe economic consequences or not.
The severe economic consequences, the idea that with the approval of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, with the dependence of much of Western Europe on Russian gas and oil, the economic sanctions may not have that much meaning to Russia right now. Walter Russell Mead, who's an outstanding analyst of foreign policy and foreign policy challenges, says that President Biden must do more to restore U.S. credibility than simply saying over and over again, America is back. Mr. Putin believes the American polarization that he himself has helped so strongly to promote is so bitter that our foreign policy is doomed to be erratic, changing with every presidential election, and ineffective because our domestic disputes leave little energy or political capital for foreign affairs. As tensions with Russia mounted, Mr. Biden flew to Atlanta to make the most divisive speech of his presidency, confirming Mr. Putin's dismissive ideas about American paralysis at the worst possible time. That is exactly spot on. And it is exactly why one of the points that Walter Russell Mead makes is he says that the time is ripe for all of American policymakers, analysts, to reread their George Kennan. He says this: steps can improve the odds of a better outcome in Ukraine and position the U.S. better should deterrence fail. But the final decision is out of our hands. American policymakers should reread their George Kennan. His 1946 long telegram provides an analytical framework that explains why the U.S.-Russia relationship is so volatile, why attempted resets with Mr. Putin have failed, and how best to manage an important relationship that will never be easy. And, by the way, I love it when somebody says reread George Kennan, because that is something that that I emphasize in my book, God's Hand on America. Because Kennan gave a perfect summary of what the challenge from Russia means to America. We will confront that and more about the chances of war with Ilan Berman coming up on the Michael Medved Show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A pair of voting bills that would strip states of their rights when it comes to setting up their own rules and regulations and make things federalized are doomed to fail in the Senate. The bills are being debated on the Senate floor, but Democrats need 60 votes to end debate and proceed to a vote. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying the right to vote is the wellspring of American democracy.
How will the members of this body expand and protect the most basic right, the right to vote, from forces right now in the 21st century conspiring to take it away?
Republicans on the Senate floor pointing out the fact that New York and Delaware, both Democratic-run states, have more restrictive voting measures than Georgia. President Biden set to hold his first news conference since March at the White House. USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Michael Medved Show, it is a pleasure to welcome back to the show Ilan Berman, who is Senior Vice President of the American Foreign Policy Council in Washington, D.C. He has provided assistance on foreign policy and national security issues to a range of governmental agencies and congressional offices. He's also been called one of America's leading experts on the Middle East and Iran by CNN and others. Ilan, it's great to talk to you, though I'm not happy at all about the circumstances. The proclamation has come forward by no less than Jen Psaki, Jen Psaki, the White House press spokesman, that we may actually be on the verge of a very significant European war. Do you think that's alarmist, an exaggeration, or is it real?
No. I tend to think that it's real, and there's a very simple logic to all this. I mean, we have to remember that this is a conflict that's been brewing for some time. The Russians have mobilized something like 100,000 troops on their country's common border with Ukraine, and they've kept them there for a quarter of a year. And the sort of the fiscal logic of all of this is that it's very costly to sort of to have this kind of sustained deployment. And so as we move forward in time, it becomes necessary for the Russian leadership to show their domestic constituency that they have a real win. And with the ignominious end of diplomatic talks last week in Europe, in which NATO essentially shot down any Russian demands, this is really sort of up the ante for the Russians to do something more aggressive so that they can show off that they have, you know, they brought something home for their domestic constituency. So I tend to think that in this case, the press secretary is right, that the risks of the conflict are actually going up.
Okay, there are a number of people who are making the point that with indications from Secretary Blinken, the Secretary of State, who is going to have a new consultations with Foreign Minister Lavrov of the Russian Federation, that with all of that going on, there is a far more greater chance of deterrence than simply pushing back a Russian invasion after it happens. And there are people like former general, retired General Wesley Clark, who are saying we should at least deploy air resources to other NATO countries closer to Ukraine and Russia. Do you agree with that analysis that taking action now, moving some actual military resources closer to a potential conflict to show our determination is a necessary step?
No, I definitely think so. Right, the name of the game here has to be to increase in the Kremlin's perception the cost of any potential aggressive action against Ukraine, and that involves mobilization of NATO, and it also involves non-military measures like the new sanctions that are now being considered in Congress, which directly target Vladimir Putin and key Russian leaders, right? The goal here is to make Russian aggression have an unacceptably high cost to the people who are doing the aggressing. And that sort of the credibility of that threat, the sustainability of that threat, I think is essential. The U.S. can't commit itself to any course of action in which it doesn't follow through. But concerted action by NATO, additional sanctions, these are all, I think, well within the realm of the doable.
Okay, and one of the points that Walter Russell Mead makes today in Wall Street Journal is that for years, and no one denies this, no one, Republican or Democrat, or regardless of your partisan outlook, that Putin has been doing what he can, which is a great deal, to foment polarization and disagreement and extreme points of view and hostility within the United States. I mean, he has tried to impact our domestic politics. And that he now believes that he has been successful, so successful in that, with our polarized politics at the moment, that that is encouraging him to take bold moves, like stationing 100,000 troops or more on the border with Ukraine and potentially invading. Do you think that that idea of America's divisions right now does, in fact, contribute to the danger we face from Russia?
I think it certainly does, although I'm not sure that I would point to Russian disinformation and Russian influence operations as being sort of the driver of our current political divisions. But it's clear to me that looking, you know, the view from Moscow, if you're looking outward from Moscow, you're looking at a United States that's divided. You're looking at ongoing divisions between the U.S. and its allies in Europe, a disjointed, disunited West that is slower to mobilize, has conflicts within itself, can't come up with a clear strategy of action to defend, you know, free territories on the European continent. And all of that, I think, is very emboldening to the Russian government.
Wouldn't it be a good idea for President Biden, when he's trying to deal with what is a very dire situation, wouldn't it be a good idea for him to actually do some joint press conferences with some Republican leaders to indicate that on this issue, at least, this is not a partisan concern?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, here I think that there's a couple of steps that the White House can take and can take immediately that would really, I think, drive home the point to Moscow that there is a consensus about the need to defend Ukraine, the need to sort of stand athwart Russian aggression. Things like supporting the reinstatement of sanctions against Nord Stream 2, which is this mammoth natural gas pipeline that was recently completed, which Congress had sanctioned before. The White House, the Biden administration, as a confidence-building measure to Europe, has sort of rolled back those sanctions, but it's a key revenue generator for Russia. It expands Russian influence over Europe, and it's something that we have in our arsenal if we could just get united to sort of to push back against Russia and to raise those costs I was talking about.
If I can ask you a personal question, Ilan, and we don't know each other that well, so I don't know. I think all the time, my grandparents came from Ukraine. There are a lot of folks in America who have ancestry from that part of the world. Do you have people in your background who came from Russia or Ukraine?
Oh, yes, absolutely. My grandparents, one set of my grandparents came from Ukraine. My parents are from Moscow. So I sort of, I watch this as keenly as you do in terms of understanding that, as the Russians say, the appetite comes with the eating. And if the Russians see weakness, they're going to expand outward.
Don't you thank God every day that your grandparents came here to our beloved country?
Oh, absolutely. As I tell my parents repeatedly, the greatest present they ever gave me was that dark blue passport.
Amen. Congratulations. It's one of those things when you hear about what people call bloodlands and the chaos and the dying and the oppression and the difficulty that our own flesh and blood ancestors had the great wisdom to leave behind, it never fails to move me. I also want to mention to you, I thought that Walter Russell Mead made a very important point, which is this is a great time for people to reread George Kennan and his famous Long Telegram from 1946, which talked about the desperate need to contain Russia, to protect the world. And what an appropriate time to reread George Kennan or to read the latest from Ilan Berman on Russia versus Ukraine. He's the vice president of the American Foreign Policy Council. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
Americans are going to hear the truth.
The Michael Medved Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the Amfed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Medved Show, on this issue of war and peace, we will be hearing more about that, I assume, in President Biden's press conference. It marks the very end of his first year, that's today, of his first year in office. I know there are many of us out there say, how do we survive another 3 years of this? It has been a great challenge and a great difficulty, and to see a president, aside from the partisan politics of the plunging approval ratings, are extremely unhealthy for the United States of America, because we don't have a system like Great Britain where you can get a vote of no confidence, which, by the way, Boris Johnson's awfully close to that. We will get to that in a moment. I mentioned before the idea of the long telegram of 1946. George F. Kennan was the chief of mission at America's Moscow embassy. And he sketched out in a long telegram to the Harry Truman, who was also having a tough time filling the shoes of Franklin Roosevelt after Roosevelt's death. Kennan said this at the conclusion of his telegram, and it's honestly so relevant to what Americans feel right now. I just want to share it with you. In the words from 1946, he said, "The issue of Russian-American relations is in essence a test of the overall worth of the United States as a nation among nations. Surely there was never a fairer test of national quality than this. In the light of these circumstances, the thoughtful observer of Russian-American relations will find no cause for complaint in the Kremlin's challenge to American society. He will rather experience a certain gratitude to a providence which, by providing the American people with this implacable challenge, has made their entire security as a nation dependent on their pulling themselves together and accepting the responsibilities of moral and political leadership that history plainly intended them to bear. Words to keep in mind? I think so. John Kennedy used the phrase in his first inaugural address, "Now the trumpet summons us again." And I was thinking about the relation of that to the words cited by Dr. King. Earlier this week, we, of course, had the King holiday. And I've summoned forth a trumpet that shall never call retreat, the bugle that shall never call retreat. And let us hope we have some solidity for dealing, particularly with this Russian threat and the Chinese threat as well, in the days ahead. Meanwhile, I mentioned in Britain, you have in a parliamentary system a vote of no confidence. If a prime minister is truly blowing it, and I think that's been the case with our president for several months now, if perhaps longer, perhaps most of his term. But in a parliamentary system, if you get enough votes, you can go ahead and put a resolution of no confidence on the floor of parliament, and you get a new prime minister. We can't do that in America. But in Britain, there are many people who are calling for no confidence, including people in his own Conservative Party, regarding Prime Minister Boris Johnson. There's a Tory MP, someone from his Conservative Party named David Davis, who had a back and forth with the Prime Minister during question time. Listen, this is clip 13.
Like many on these benches, I spent weeks and months defending the Prime Minister against often angry constituents. I reminded them of his success in delivering Brexit and on the vaccine and many other things. But I expect my leaders to shoulder the responsibility for the actions they take. Yesterday, he did the opposite of that. So I'll remind him of a quotation altogether too familiar to him of Leo Amery to Neville Chamberlain. "You have sat there too long for all the good you have done. In the name of God, go."
Prime Minister, I must say to the right honourable gentleman, I don't know what he's talking about, but what I can tell him, I don't know what quotation he's alluding to that he's referring, but what I can tell him is that I think I've told this House repeatedly throughout this pandemic, I take full responsibility for everything done in this government and throughout the pandemic.
Okay, he not only had COVID, as you remember, he was very seriously sick and he was hospitalized. What's been coming out recently is that there have been a pattern of parties that he has convened. I mean, look, he has an unconventional personal life. I believe they're accepting now their second child. He moved into 10 Downing Street with his girlfriend. In any event, leaving that aside, these parties in the midst of COVID, violating all of the strictures and the lockdowns he had placed upon the British people, could be the end of Boris Johnson. Now, there's such a strong conservative majority in the House of Commons that it probably would be a replacement from the Tory party. And, of course, there are a number of people in the cabinet who are talking about that kind of replacement. If we had a vote of confidence, do you think that Joe Biden would survive? I don't. And partially because, unlike the Tories in Britain, who have a very strong majority, the Democrats have the most feeble majority in the United States. The other difference is that when you talk about, okay, again, in our system of government, if anything happens to Joe Biden or he decides to resign, or if there were the equivalent of a vote of no confidence, we're stuck with Kamala Harris. And it may be that it was one of those brilliant strategy moves that everybody underestimated, that President Biden, who's about to begin his much-awaited press conference, partially is much-awaited because there have been so few of them. He has given fewer formal press conferences than any president over the last 20 years. And today could be a significant one with so many different issues reaching a climax. And particularly that question of the voting rights issue, which the Democrats had built up and built up and built up. It is so ridiculous, and what happens tonight after it's formally turned back? And again, are they going to be conducting some kind of jihad, some kind of a determined purge of Joe Manchin, and particularly of Kyrsten Sinema? Who knows? The situation with a dire division in both parties, there are 30 former Trump staff members and even cabinet members who got together in a large phone call trying to talk about strategy for stopping Trump from conducting another campaign. And I do think there are many Republicans, not certainly a majority, but many, who believe that even those who voted for President Trump twice, that if President Trump is a major factor in this election coming up in 2022, would that help the Republicans or would it help the Democrats? We will be talking about that. We'll also be speaking with a professor from the University of Washington, brilliant professor with an amazing teaching record, I mean, often praised as a real leader academically. He is in trouble because under pressure to offer an apology statement at the beginning of every class where he gives an indigenous land acknowledgement, this particular professor, Stuart Regis, he actually gave a politically incorrect, maximally politically incorrect statement that suggested that I acknowledge that by the labor theory of property, the Coast Salish people can claim historical ownership of almost none of the land currently occupied by the University of Washington. Is that an insult? Or is that simply stating the historical truth? We will get to that and much more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance. Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Aged Indivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.